الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and the listeners of Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Majlul Aqsa, in South Africa and most countries of the world, is the 9th of Muharram 1440, and tomorrow will be the 9th as well. Our topic today is Muharram Ashura. As an introduction, my brothers, I want to highlight 5 incidents. All 5 incidents took place during this month of Muharram, beside the martyrdom and shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Many a time we are oblivious of great, great extraordinary events and incidents that took place. And therefore it is essential for us to study history and to study the lives of the great, great ulama and the sacrifices they made. Our respected president of the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, Maulana Ahmed Mohammadi, just mentioned about my honorable Ustad Hafiz Dimalia, Hafizahullah. I was there today also. One thing we must remember, and I agree 100% and endorse the sentiments of Maulana Muhammadi, that if we cut off ourselves from our asatizah, our elders, then remember we will be going on the path of dhullu wa adhullu. We ourselves will be astray and we will lead others also astray, Allah forbid. Therefore we go back to our original sources, and that is the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the honorable lives of all the Sahaba radiallahu an, and the Awliyaullah and the 4 schools of thought. Let us start with the first of the 5 incidents I want to highlight in tonight's program. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place in Rabiul Awwal. There is no 2 opinions on that. But prior to the birth of a Nabi, it is an extraordinary event that is going to take place. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala let certain events take place which we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, call Irhas. Irhas means to lay the foundation, bunyat ko hamwar karna, to level the foundation and to make the preparation. All of you, or most of you, have been there, but we do not know the exact spot, although we passed it. We just returned from Hajj, alhamdulillah, and if you look at the boards even today, you will see it's written there, Muzdalifah ends there. Then you will find another board, Mina starts there. In between the ending of Muzdalifah and the beginning of Mina, you will see it's like no man's land. And you will find that there is no board there. That area is called Wadi Muhassar. What happened? All of you know the surah. Wulida an-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amal fil. The Master alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, took place in Rabiul Awwal. 50-55 days during the month of Muharram, remember the incident took place of the elephant. Where it took place? Between Mina and Muzdalifah. So we come and pinpoint the place, we pinpoint the time, and we call this Irahas. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us, I am going to create the best of the best, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the best of places, and any person who wants to oppose the messenger or the message of the Master Alayhi Salaam, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily Ya Rasul Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the person who hates you or hates your message, we will cut him to shreds. We will definitely tear him to pieces. Imagine Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala already giving us the great tidings in those days. What happens? You all know the incident. Abraha came from Yemen, big elephants, and he wanted the people to go to Yemen, and he built one big place there. All this because of jealousy and envy. And when he came with the huge elephants, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent small creation, the tiny birds, ababil, wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil. So they were throwing down the pebbles. Today we throw the pebbles at the shaitan, but in one hand we have the pebble, in the other hand we have the jawal, we have the cell phone, and we take a selfie. So one hand is a pebble, and other hand is a selfie. So I asked him, brother, who's the shaitan? The shaitan is in front of you, or the shaitan is by you? This is the ummah today. Shaitan ke paas khud shaitan ban jate hain. See, brothers, how we desecrate the sanctity of Hajj. How we desecrate right by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person is not interested in reading salat and salam in front of the Master alayhi salam. He'll take out his phone, his iPad, right in the presence of the Rose of Mubarak of Master alayhi salam. In Arabic, there's a more beautiful poem. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. No person is successful except if you have adab and respect. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. You will never be successful, you will always fall and be disgraced and humiliated when you don't have adab and respect. What more can we say about the ummah in our holiest places, Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Munawwara? There we don't show respect and reverence, brothers. Think about it. Our heart bleeds. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to the birth Mubarak, we find 50-55 days in the month of Muharram, this incident took place, and we all know that when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak took place, then it was said, "Wulida an-nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam 'aam al-fil." The Master alayhi salatu salam's Mubarak birth took place in the year of the elephant. So this is how we understand Irhas. Extraordinary events taking place. The mother of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyida Amina, what does she say? The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. Prior to the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha states that I saw the nur and the light and effulgence and radiance from Makkah Mukarramah illuminating the palaces and buildings in Biladu Sham, in Syria, Palestine and Jordan. The whole message of Islam, my brothers, Surah 14, verse 1, Surah Ibrahim. What is your function of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You have to take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in to the light and radiance and effulgence of Islam. See our country today. Historic decision by the Concord. Momentous occasion. Everything that is darkness becomes historic. Now they legalize the dacha, the cannabis, for private use.
So I was listening to the news, one person from the Dhaka party. He said, today we are elated. The Concord has passed a wonderful verdict in our favor. When we got 57 murders a day, and you legalize cannabis in Dhaka, then who needs any enemies, my brothers? You need to think about all these issues. So the father, mother will take cannabis, and the masoom children will be inhaling all these toxic things. And they say, we want the pure chaste society. You inject poison and you ask for shifa. So that is the difference between Islam and man-made ideologies. Islam is pure. The Master alayhi salam's message is pure. And everything you will find man-made is always contaminated, polluted. So there's the first incident you need to know that took place. Irhasun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prior to the Mubarak birth of the Master alayhi salam, that incident took place. Second incident. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. It is the ending of the 23rd year after the Hijrah. The Master Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was an intellectual giant and genius. Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everyone came. Umar didn't come. Umar was requested to come. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar onto our side or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahal and Umar becomes Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu warda. That is Umar. So now Umar is performing Fajr Salat and it is in Masjid Nabawi. Fajr time is dark. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, whose name was Fayruz, comes with the dagger. He steps in Umar radiallahu anhu. He falls down. Abdullah bin Abbas makes istikhlaf. He goes ahead, continues the Salat. Sayyidina Umar asked, who stabbed me? They told him, the Majusi, the fire worshipper. At that time, he said, Alhamdulillah, it was not the Muslim. Go open Bukhari Sharif and you will find a whole chapter there, Babu Wafati Umar, regarding the demise of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. In that few days he left, he said that there must be a panel commission of 6 people and from them you choose the Khalifa, the Amirul Mu'mineen. That Umar mentioned in Bukhari is there. Your dua is to make in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh beloved Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. And let me pass away in the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how his dua got accepted. Ma'al asafi shadeed, the truth has to be spoken. When I visited Iran in a place called Kashan, so you will find the shrine of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in Kashan of Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. You draw your own conclusions. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passes away. He's buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and then Sayyidina Umar. It's a separate topic, my brothers, but quickly, you see the green fence you find there, that was established by Sultan Qatibai more than 550 years ago. And then inside there, I'm looking at it from outside, from where we read Salat and Salam. Then inside there, remember you find a steel structure right around. The Master alayhi salatu salam's court Mubarak, remember, that was by Nuruddin Zanki rahmahullah. Nuruddin Zanki was shown, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed him two people, that these two enemies want to exhume my body, you come, anqidhni minhum, you protect me and save me from them. Nuruddin Zanki comes from Sham, from Dimashq, and lo and behold, a big dawat is given. And thereafter he found these people and they were executed and then you find that that steel structure was built. Then inside that you find a pentagon. When Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah was Amirul Mu'mineen, the Khalifa, the year 99 to 101, so he put up a structure, 5 walls, so that it must not be a replica of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. And inside that, you find the jidar and the wall of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So that is what is inside. Nevertheless, my brothers, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is buried, and in 3 days they had to choose the Khalifa. Who was chosen? Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. First of Muharram, make notes, mental notes. First of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala becomes the third Khalifa of Islam. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Uthman? Who is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu? Today we know the virtues of this player and that player and those, they call them idols also, Allah forbid. Few virtues of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. One virtue he possesses, no one in the world possesses. He married Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she passed away, then he married Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's other daughter, Umm Kulthum. Hence the title, Dhun Nurain of Uthman radiallahu anhu. You possess two lights and radiance. No person married two daughters of the same Nabi, one after another, except Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu. And when Sayyidina Umm Kulthum passed away, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Uthman, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in nikah as well. Imagine. Who is Sayyidina Uthman? Listen to all these incidents. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his house, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. And now he's not allowed to go out of his house to go to the masjid. No water is allowed to go to his house. He asked the people there who were present. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam came here to Madinah Munawwara, there was a shortage and paucity of water. The Master alayhi salam said, May yashtari al-beer, who will buy that well? Falahul Jannah. I, Uthman bin Affan, min sulbi mali, from my own wealth, personal wealth, not collection, I bought Bire Ruma, and for Bire Ruma, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will get Jannah. I bought it with my personal wealth. And today you don't want to allow me to drink one drop of water from the well which I purchased, and I gave waqf to this ummah. Where the imam stands, now they've changed it the past 4 or 5 months, the Qibla in Masjid Nabawi is a southern direction. So where the Master alayhi salatu salam is, and you look at the first 8-9 serfs, so you must remember, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu asked, that the Masjid was very, very, you know, narrow, and the place was limited, constricted. And I was the person who extended the Masjid in the southern direction. That first mihrab you see, the niche you see, is called mihrab Uthmani. All this I did for the ummah with my own personal wealth, and today you don't allow me to go to Masjid Nabawi. He said it was the month of Rajab, the 90th of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in midsummer made the announcement, every male able and capable has to go to Tabuk. I went to Tabuk by plane, and remember, it takes 1.5 hours today. 30,000 men, Sahaba, Tabuk. How are you going to arrange? Who is there who's going to give something? Sayyidina Uthman says, Alayya mi'atu ibilin ya Rasulallah. 100 camels I'm giving, and for my personal wealth I'm giving to you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the saddle, the Master alayhi salam was elated. He said, Uthman, jiska zarf ho, whoever Allah gives, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. When you have a big heart, when you have a generous heart, Allah jalla wala elevates you even more and more. Sayyidina Uthman went on, Ya Rasool Allah, another 100 camels. SubhanAllah, 200 camels. Ya Rasool Allah, I give another 100 camels. 300 camels he sponsored for one campaign, one expedition. Not only that, today if we took our uplang and get EFT of 1 million, we want the imam to make sajda to us. You don't speak nothing, I sponsored this masjid. Ye kamal ki baat. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala brought 1,000 gold coins. Not uplang coins, genuine gold coins. The Master alayhi salam took the coins and spun it like this. Ma darra Uthman ma amila ba'd al-yawm. No harm can come to Uthman after today. He has pleased me intensely, ya Uthman. I am going to make special dua for you, O Uthman. Do we understand who is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu warda? That is Sayyidina Uthman. Don't forget the contribution. First of Muharram, the year 24 after Hijrah, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is his contribution to Masjid Nabawi, to the people of Madinah Munawwara, to the army. And remember in the 60th of the Hijrah, when Mustafa Habibuna, all these ahadith in Mishkat, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, you will find most of them which I'm quoting. In the 60th of the Hijrah, remember the Hijrah took place. And then for 6 years they never saw the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. And their hearts were desirous. We want to go back to the place of our birth. So, 1500 Sahaba, male, female, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leading them, all in ihram, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. They reached a place called Hudaybiyah, today it's called Shumaysiyah. And remember, when you come from Jeddah, you will see the board, you should go to Hudaybiyah. The masjid is still called Masjid Hudaybiyah. So that time Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid, they were not Muslim, and they said, no, you can't enter. Anyway, the negotiations took place. So they said, okay, send one person and he can go and negotiate with our chiefs and leaders. Who was selected by the Master alayhi salam? None other than Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Then the rumor spread, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred. The Master alayhi salatu salam, Quran makes reference of this. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. There was a tree. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Sahaba came, placed their hands in the Mubarak hand of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the Master alayhi salam said, هَذِهِ يَدُ Uthman. This is the hand of Uthman. I take Uthman's hand and I put it in my hand. One hand of Nabi alayhi salam, in the other Mubarak hand of Nabi alayhi salam, and say, this is for Uthman radiallahu anhu arda. All this happened. And people today want to question the iman and the loyalty of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. It is time for death. Go to Turkey, go to Topkapi Museum and see what Sayyidina Uthman did. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said, the Master alayhi salam told me, oh Uthman, Allah is going to give you a qamis, the mantle of leadership and khilafat. People will try and rip it off you. You don't give in. I had the army, everything. But I did not want to spill blood in Madinah Munawwara, in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved city. Rather, ana sabirun. I will exercise patience. The Master alayhi salam said, huwa alal huda wa kutila mazluma. He said, now Uthman will be martyred as an oppressed person and he's on the haq, on the right path. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is reading Quran Kareem. Oh my daughters, my sisters, you like new names. His wife's name is Naila. When the enemies came, she put her finger and hand forward. They cut her four fingers of Naila, the wife of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And he was reading Quran Sharif. And when he was martyred, he was fasting. He was reading Quran Sharif. And then the blood spilled. On which ayah did it spill? Tomorrow the Quran will bear testimony for Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That for you, Allah Jalla Wala is sufficient and enough, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. That is Sayyidina Uthman. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak, before that, the incident of Ashab al-Fil, the people of the elephant, companions of the elephant. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, first of Muharram, the year 24 after Hijrah, becomes Khalifa. We go on. It is the 7th year of the Hijrah. And it is the month of Muharram. And it is the 13th of Muharram, 7th year after Hijrah. And what happens on that day? From Madina Munawwara, if you travel, so you will find 150 kilometers away, there's a place called Khaybar. I've been there also, alhamdulillah. Till today, you will see the big forts. This was the stronghold of the Jews. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were three tribes of the Jews in Madina Munawwara, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nazir, and Banu Qurayza. Because of their treachery and what have you, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam expelled them. They landed up there, majority of them, in Khaybar. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not trust them, and the army went. And remember, the Jews saw this, and they were very, very frightened, because they knew that now they will lose everything. So what happens? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the Sahaba, لَأُوْتَيَنَّ الرَّايَا, tomorrow I'm going to give the banner and the flag to that person. مَنْ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He loves Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Hadith Bukhari Muslim, famous hadith. Sahaba say that day we all were having that aspiration and hope. Sayyidina Umar says that day I really wanted to get that banner. But Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, Aina Ali? Where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an? They said, they fi aini, he has problems with his eyes. The Master alayhi salam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, and applied it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali, fabara'a, and he was cured. His one title of Sayyidina Ali is Fatih Khaybar. Study the battle of Khaybar, O youth. Did you go to Palestine? Did you see what the youth, our children do? You must remember, they're taking on one of the greatest armies in today's world. And they have Iman in their hands. And then they read and they send fear through the hearts of the enemy. What do our children of Palestine read? Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Remember Khaybar, O Jews. Inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa ya'ud. The army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming. Even they know that time is near. Everything they will lose. Quran has mentioned it. But the Muslim does not read Quran. The Muslim is busy with his movies. The Muslim is busy with soccer, cricket and entertainment. Where have we got time for all this? Ulama, go read the book written by the Palestinian scholar, one of the greatest books, that the Qadiyya, the matter of Palestine in Quran and Sunnah. So Qadiyyatul Falastiniya, Qadiyyatul Falastiniya fil Quran wa Sunnah. So something is a title, so you should read that book. It's one of the best books written regarding the issue of Palestine and how Palestine will be liberated in our near future, inshallah. And the Qurbani of these Ma'asum children. Our Islamic history is not written in black and white. Our Islamic history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. Understand? You are in hijrah now, right? I went to China. So wherever I go, I just dress like this. So I was wonder why these people are looking at me, you know, in China. Because when I landed at the airport in Guangzhou, so all short people, and I came, they all looked like a jinnat came or something. But every day I should make dua, Ya Allah, I'm going, I don't know a single person in China, you know. And Ya Allah, have mercy, like, you know, we're going, alhamdulillah. So I landed at the airport, Guangzhou, came out, everything, and they're all looking, and I saw one person with a beard, mashallah, I just went straight, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. So what's your name, brother? He said, I'm from Saudi Arabia, and that's, and we started speaking Arabic. He was elated. I said, for who are you waiting? So you can't be waiting for me, obviously. He said, no, my brother is, I said, very good. Give me your number. So every day I should contact him. I wonder, subhanAllah, the day I was leaving, he started crying. He said, I like know you for years, you know. Cut long story short, that year in China was the year of the dragon. You know, every year they have a different year. So the people love red, you see. So you find them, they wear red and so forth. That is now the favorite color and all that. They were Ray brothers in China, so that the youth must not forget the red blood of their forefathers and the revolution. See how they keep their history alive. So I asked somebody, why are they look at me so much? He said, yeah, when people were white, so it's those people who belong to the burial service. So when they looked at you, they thought you belong to the Malakul Mawsam. The student party. So you're coming there and you're clearing all these guys out. So therefore they were looking at you like this. So but we carried on wearing like this, alhamdulillah. So anyway, that was just by the way, my brothers. So that is Khaybar. Go to Khaybar. Just today I received an email or a message. Alhamdulillah, all of you going for Umrah, just verify it with your agents. But this is what I received today. With the Umrah visa, inshallah, you can visit all the cities in Saudi Arabia. You understood? Just verify it with your agent. So subhanallah, you're going for Umrah, just add one more week, go to Tabuk, go to Khaybar, go here, go there. Every place where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where you should go, and you see. So Allah is opening the doors for you. So remember this. So that is the second incident, or third incident. Thereafter, remember, in the month of Muharram, Sayyida Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, 16th Muharram, the 16th year after Hijrah, she passed away. Who is Maria Qibtiya? Today we tell people that keep your daughter's name Maria. You say, no, my mate's name is Maria. Maria means to be fair in complexion. Maria is the mother of Sayyidina Ibrahim, the master alayhi salatu salam's beloved son, who passed away in the 10th year of the Hijrah. When the master alayhi salatu salam came to Medina Munawwara, the first person to pass away there Ba'd al-Hijrah was Usman bin Maz'ud. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam kissed him on his forehead and he was aynahu tazrifat, and the master alayhi salatu salam was crying and said, this is the place you must bury him. This is now Usman bin Maz'un. Lo and behold, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, the latter portion of master alayhi salatu salam's life, Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, he's fighting for his life. وَأَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانَ and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears Mubarak are rolling down. Abdul Rahman bin Auf says, radiallahu anhu, وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ you also crying. This is Islam. Islam is a natural way of life. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ we don't cry because of death. We cry because of separation. No more can I walk with you, my beloved son. No more can I talk to you, O my beloved son. Ya Allah, you're taking away the apple of my eye. But we will not utter any words that are not pleasing to you. We will always use words that are pleasing to you. Even at that juncture, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah, Hukukul ibad, for you, my beloved son, I cry. Hukukullah, Ya Allah, we will never question your authority and your decision and judgment. See Islam. What did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he was 18 months old. Ibrahim was 18 months old. The Master alayhi salam said, for you, my beloved son, wa inna lahu lamurdiyan fil jannah. Allah is giving you a foster mother, a wet nurse in Jannah also. Take my beloved son Ibrahim and bury him in the same grave of Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. The Sahabi who was the first one to pass away. Imagine. You see there in Makkah, Medina, they bury, recycle the graves. All that started from the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam already. So Maria Qibtiya, she is buried there in Medina Munawwara. So we should know which incidents took place in this great month of Muharram as well, my brothers. The last incident I want to mention, and this has to do with our politics also. On 17 Muharram, 1917 Gregorian calendar, 17 Muharram, Al-Wa'dul Mash'um, Adil Balfour. I'm born in Heidelberg. Near Heidelberg, there's a place called Balfour. Why they call it Balfour? Because if you study British politics, you will know there was a person called Lord Balfour. And in honor of him. But for us, remember, they caused one of the biggest harm. So they passed their decision that now about the Zionist movement and the state of Israel and all these type of things. So this happened. Remember the declaration of that decision was in 17 Muharram 1917. And that is how you must remember in 1948 at the stroke of midnight that Israel came into existence. So we should know how and what happened during this month of Muharram. These are five incidents. There are many others. So anyway, I just wanted to highlight these as well. Regarding Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, we all know that took place on 10 Muharram. Inshallah, tomorrow night we'll speak about that. Now, my brothers, let us come to Muharram and Ashura and what are we supposed to do? I mentioned day before yesterday in Reservoir Hills regarding all the important calendars of the world and how you draw a comparison and juxtapose them, and you will see Islamic calendar is always the best. If you look at it chronologically, you will find it is from time immemorial. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri indallahi 12 shahra في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. The day Allah created the heavens and the earth, from that day Allah already established our Islamic lunar calendar. So imagine, our calendar is the oldest. Old is gold. Our calendar is still in its purest form. No addition, no amendments, nothing. I told you, you are in the month of September. What does September mean? Sept. So, 7, October, Oct means 8, November, 9, and December, Des, 10. So, it shows that their calendar was changed, and the new year was on the 1st of March. And then Pope Gregory came, and then they changed it, and Janus is the name of an idol, and dedicated the first month to the idol, then February came. Still, they couldn't come right, and then, remember, they brought about the leap year. So, all these amendments were brought. But our calendar still remains in its pristine form, wherever you go in the world. So that is what Islam is. Remember, people can come and go, governments can come and go, prime ministers, presidents, kings can come and go. But the calendar will still remain the same. So remember that. Second thing we should remember about the Islamic calendar in our homes. Therefore, when I do program on the radio, deliberately, I don't really mention the Gregorian calendar. Like tomorrow, we will say, is the 9th of Muharram, 1440. We have to give currency to our calendar, brothers. Here we are 100 or 50 or whatever, in the masjid now. If I ask you, brothers, when you were born Islamically, our wuzu will break. What you think? You'll know. But if you ask Gregorian calendar, everybody knows. So we ourselves are showing a disservice to Islam. And our children also, he'll tell you I was born on 1st February and 1st January and thus and all these type of things. But you ask him, Mota, when you were born Islamically? He'll say, ask my dada, ask my father. Dada himself doesn't know his date, where do you know your date? So brothers, these are things, therefore respected ulama and madrasas, Islamic schools, wherever we are, and even when you write, see simple things. You know, I have to answer questions, but my wife does all the typing. I just dictate, I'm the dictator, you know. So I always tell her, before I used to do a lot of this in Darul Uloom, but nowadays it's WhatsApp and all. So first we write the Islamic date. And then at the bottom we write the Gregorian. So al-Islamu ya'alu wa la yu'la alayhi. Islam must always be on top. But we don't even know the date. Now we know tomorrow we have to give our honey and our some money and all this, so we know today is, you know, is it tomorrow we have to shine up something to our wife and all these type of things, so we know what is the date. But otherwise we also confused. So no, brothers, give currency to our Islamic date. Do that and see, inshallah, how many things will change in our life as well. You see, the West, this is what they did. They controlled the thought process of ours. So they already won the war. We think like them, we behave like them, we talk like them. So no, we must take Islam and present Islam in all walks of life. So regarding our Islamic calendar, see the miracle of Quran. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Sani Yasnain, come to Quba. When they entered Quba, they were a group of young girls, very young. And they belonged to the Najjar tribe. And they making istiqbal, welcoming the master alayhi salam. But lo and behold, the first day they went, nothing happened. Disappointed. Second day they went, nothing happened. Third day, subhanallah. They never saw Mustafa alayhi salam or Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Thani Yasnain, the second of the two radiallahu anhu. And then as they coming nearer, yeah, the daughters are reading. Oh my daughters, oh my sisters, did you learn the poetry, the Banatul Najjar? The daughters of the carpenters read? Najjar means carpenters. They read, Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ جَارِ. How excellent today Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be our neighbor. Allah is saying this is your calendar and Hijrah is your starting point. Where does Allah say this? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed the first block of Masjid Quba. Thani Yathnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq placed the second block. Go open Siratul Mustafa. Hazrat Maulana Idris Khandelvi Rahimahullah, he passed away in 1974. So to show that this is how the Khilafah will be, and Allah says, لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ. So your calendar starts مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ. The Hijrah has taken place, and this is the commencement and beginning of your Islamic calendar. See how Quran. Therefore in Tirmidhi Sharif it comes, وَلَا يَشْبَأُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَاء. The real ulama, they will never ever get tired and satisfied. Every day they will go study this ayat, this ayat, this ayat. And the jewels of the Quran, وَعَجَائِبُهُ لَا تَنْقَذِي, will never get finished. Always you will extract more and more things. Is a bahrun la sahila lahu. You have ocean here, it has shores. The knowledge is an ocean without any shores. That is the knowledge, remember. So anyway, so that is our month of Muharram, and remember it belongs to the four sacred months. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about it in Bukhari Sharif. Thalathun mutawaliyat, three consecutive months, Zulqada wa Zulhijjah and Muharram, and the month of Rajab. See brothers, three points here I want to highlight. Prior to the advent of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you ask the ordinary Arab, at that time, we call Ayyamul Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days. What is the name of this month? They would call it Muharram al-Asam. Muharram al-Asam. Muharram, the deaf one. Why deaf? There was no saber rattling, there was no war, there was no combat, no fighting. Everybody cool, calm and silent. Imagine in the days of Jahiliyyah and in the days pre-Islamic days, so much respect they had for this month. And me and you, how much respect we have? You thought? The Kiswa, the Ghilaf of the Kaaba Musharrafa, they would change it prior to the advent of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Ashura. Such great significance was attached to Ashura that they would bring the Kiswa, all technicolor it was, this person bringing a piece of cloth, that one bringing a piece of cloth. And on the day of Ashura, then the new Kiswa. Nowadays you know, when we leave from Mina to Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah, then you will find the new Kiswa and the new Hilaf is placed on the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So imagine how much reverence they attach to Muharram and Ashura. So what do we do? So what must we do now? Tonight is the night of the 9th. Tomorrow, Wednesday is the 9th. Thursday is the 10th. Three things I beg you, each one of you, we should try and do, brothers. Number one, that 9 and 10th we fast. Why? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madinah Munawwara, found the Jews, they were fasting. Why you fast? They said Bukhari's hadith, يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ أَنْجَلَّهُ فِيهِ مُوسَى وَقَوْمًا وَغَرَّقَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمًا. Allah Jalla wa'ala rescued Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people and drowned the Pharaoh and his people. فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى شُكْرًا لِلَّهِ. Nabi Musa alayhi salam kept the fast for Thanksgiving. The Master alayhi salam said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ وَأَوْلَى بِمُوسَى. We are more deserving to follow Nabi Musa alayhi salam. We are teaching, preaching his true teachings, not things that are corrupted and additions and so much. Today on radio when I speak, I'm live now also. So people ask me, local overseas, that how we know that you Muslims, that you are on the right path? I said, see, simple, you have a holy book and you call it the Bible. Go to your priest, your scholars, take the Torah, go to the rabbi, ask him how many versions there are of this book. So they will tell you there are so many versions of that book, and even the versions get confused. And we as Muslims, you go any part of the world, is one Quran. The tafsir, the commentary, all that, but Quran is one. And we can produce million people, male, female, young and old, who know it by memory. You can't show us one person who knows the original Bible, Torah, that was revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, in the original language, not one. So that shows that the miracle of Islam, of the Quran, of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So understand this, brothers. So anyway, so we say the Quran Sharif elevated Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He was dark in complexion, sheepish hair. 136 times his honorable name is mentioned in the noble Quran. Subhanallah. That is Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. So we follow Nabi Musa alayhi salam, we follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam. So 9 and 10th inshallah we fast. Not 9th and 10th, then Thursday, Friday, 10th and 11th, inshallah. So first thing we all will do, inshallah. Second thing, tomorrow night. Man wassa'a ala iyali fi nafaqa yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu sa'ira sanatihi. Whosoever spends on his wife, children, inshallah, Allah jalla wala will increase your risk for the whole year. Imam Shafi rahimahullah states, that my ustad was Sufyan bin Uyayna. Sufyan bin Uyayna was a great muhaddith. Imam Shafi says, لَوْلَا أَعَانَنِ اللَّهُ بِرَجُلَيْنِ Sufyan bin Uyayna wa Muhammad bin Hassan al-Shaybani لَكُنْتُ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I had two great teachers. Sufyan bin Uyayna taught me hadith. Muhammad bin Hassan was Imam Abu Hanifa's student. Imam Muhammad, he taught me fiqh. If they would not have taught me, I should just be an ordinary person. I'm always indebted to them. See? So his teacher, Sufyan bin Uyayna, says, for more than 50 years, I practice on this. On the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura, I spent on my wife, children. Allah made my risk and sustenance easy for me. So you all worried, you're looking at the dollar the whole day, looking at the euro the whole day. So tomorrow night, say, honey, take some money. Okay? So mashallah, spend on your wives and children. Don't be so bakhil and so hard also. So, for who are you working so hard also? Third one, hadith in Tirmidhi, تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ is a night of tawbah, brothers. Not time for cricket and soccer and TV and all these satanic activities. Make sincere tawbah. We all want to be successful. I'll just go two ayats and finish. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. All of you have to make tawbah. None of us are exempted. Oh, you believers. Tawbah is we have regret. Tawbah is we turn away from the vices we currently indulge in. Tawbah is to fulfill the rights of Allah, all the salat, all the siyam, all that we must, the fasting, the salat. Tawbah is to fulfill the rights of human beings. We don't pay our debts and so many problems, inheritance and whatever. And last part of tawbah, how do we know our tawbah is accepted? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Ay iman walo, 89 times Allah has mentioned this phrase. Turn to Almighty Allah with such a tawbah that is nasuha, that is sincere. Again we go to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Person came, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is Nasuha? He said, when you extract the milk from the she camel or the cow, do you see the milk going back? He said, no. He said, don't go back to your vices. That is the sign that Tawbah is accepted. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make this Muharram. Remember, many Ashuras will come. But will we be there next year Ashura? We don't even have guarantee of this year. So therefore, brothers, let us make peace with Almighty Allah. Let us make peace with fellow human beings. Let us make special dua for the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and our beautiful, wonderful country. May Almighty Allah protect us from all types of crime, corruption, kidnapping, hijacking, and all type of problems. In that way, inshallah, we all become ambassadors of Islam. I got 1-2 minutes left, so let's make a short dua, inshallah, for ourselves and the Ummah at large. We say Jazakallah khair to all the management directors of Radio Al Ansar, Haji Muhammad Yusuf and Brother Shabir Basha, Faisal Asmal and our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. So all of you, Barakallah feekum, Jazakallah khair. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا الله those who are ill and sick give them شفاء كامل يا الله يا الله the wife of Hafiz Wadi, of Mawlana Muhammadi, all those who are sick, Ya Allah, Allah anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa, wa shifa la yugadiru saqama. Ya Allah, grant them siha, afia, Ya Allah. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawt al-muslimin, Ya Allah, our deceased, grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Grant us jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم قارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.